The McGrath Foundation is hoping that you'll get involved with Pink Stumps Day. And joining me on the line, Foundation Ambassador Tracy Bevan. Good morning, Trace.
Hi there.
Thanks so much for your time this morning.
Oh, no, thanks for having me.
Excellent stuff. I'm super intrigued by Pink Stumps Day. I love the work that the McGrath Foundation do. Can you tell us a little bit more about the McGrath Foundation for those of us that aren't familiar?
Yes, so McGrath Foundation, we raise funds for breast care nurses who support families who are diagnosed with breast cancer, and it's completely free. And the beauty is that you can self-refer, so you don't need your doctor or your oncologist to refer you.
That's a really important point, isn't it?
It is. We're 50 people every single day diagnosed with breast cancer. So 50 more people today will be diagnosed. But there's still families out there who do not get that free support. So our mission is that one day everyone in Australia will have access to a breast care nurse where they live.
Brilliant stuff. And one of the fundraising initiatives is Pink Stumps Day.
Yeah, what started off 10 years ago after the pink test in Sydney, everyone started contacting me and saying, oh, look, you know, it looks great, but we can't get to Sydney. Mm. So we did a campaign with grassroots cricketers to say, if you register, pinkstumpsday.com.au, we will send you a kit so you can have pink stumps, pink balls, everything, to have your own little taste of the pink test in your own community and fundraise for the foundation.
Brilliant stuff. So that kit itself comes out without charge?
Yeah, that's right. We just asked you to commit to fundraising for us. Last year, we had over 1,200 clubs register.
Wow.
Yeah, and we raised over $1 million, which is fantastic and it's great. But there's still families out there who do not have that support every day from a McGrath breast care nurse. So we still need your support. And what a great way, a fun way of fundraising for the foundation.
Yeah, absolutely. So register online for Pink Stumps Day. The kit arrives for you. And then what's the process from there? Is it like a GoFundMe situation where people can go online and drop that money off, or is it collected by the club?
No, well, either way, you can set up your own page or you can do whatever way you want to. We have all the information online, so we walk you through every step of the way. But the key is that it's about helping fundraise for the foundation. But you get, you know, your wives and girlfriends to come along. It can be a cricket club. It can be work, colleagues. It can be schools, anybody. And the beauty is if you register before the 30th of November, you go in a draw to win a trip to the pink test for four people. So we'll fly you over. Yep, you can stay in a five-star hotel and you go to days three and four, and day three is the Jane McGrath Day. So it's an amazing time, all just for registering and fundraising for the McGrath Foundation.
Excellent stuff. So head to that website, mcgrathfoundation.com.au, and get involved with Pink Stumps Day ASAP. Registering before the 30th of November makes you eligible to win that once-in-a-lifetime prize. It would be amazing.
Oh, yeah, you have to put it with Glenn McGrath and me, but, you know.
Gee, that'd be just terrible, wouldn't it? That would be just awful. How long have you been an ambassador for the McGrath Foundation, Tracy?
Well, I actually started the McGrath Foundation with my best friend, Jane McGrath. So we launched in 2005. So I've been there since day one, and I promised Jane before she passed away, I looked in her eyes, and I promised no matter what, I would continue what we started in my house on the northern beaches of Sydney until the day I see her again.
That is absolutely beautiful, and it's amazing work that you're doing. And I know that she, along with the rest of us, are so incredibly proud and grateful for it.
Oh, you know, I miss her every single day, but when I look that we've supported over 67,000 Australian families, we've got 120 McGrath breast care nurses, I know she'd be enormously proud of the amazing work the McGrath Foundation team's doing, and obviously what the work that our nurse is doing. So, you know, I miss her, but it makes me feel proud.
Absolutely. Now, as far as Pink Stumps Day is concerned, is it one day in particular that we're all going to get out there and play a bit of backyard cricket together?
Well, the official date is the 16th of February, so that's when we launch it, but you can hold it whenever you like. You just register at pinkstumpsday.com.au, hold your own little event. Obviously, we'll send you the kit. Send us some photographs, because we love seeing the ways that people have great fun, you know, with Pink Stumps Day, and obviously you're helping us support Australian families experiencing breast cancer, and Darwin has three breast care nurses, so, you know, you're helping us fund local and support local families.
Amazing. Thank you so much for that. Register today. Maybe you'll win the prize, but the best prize of all is knowing that you're helping to support the vital work that's being done both by those breast care nurses, both here in the Northern Territory and right around Australia. Tracy, it's been a pleasure chatting with you. All the best with Pink Stumps Day, and maybe you'll see a Territorian there winning the big prize.
I hope so. I'd love that, Mel.
It'd be amazing. Have a wonderful day, Trace.
Thank you, and thanks for your support.